in conversation with Sasriya, when things go bad, Sasriya makes good. So we get into that conversation, of course, with the South African Special Risk Insurance Association on their mandate as a non-life insurance company, because there has been a lot of misunderstanding of the Sasriya product by both the broker and the end consumer, which is why Sasriya has therefore decided to be a bit closer to the brokers and increase engagement within spaces through various initiatives such as training, as well as broker roadshows and so forth. Now, joining me to talk about this initiative and their mandate, of course, I have on the line Marcia Hlanjwa, who is the CEO and founder of Kuala Financial Services. Good morning, and thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mohadi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great, thank you.
So let's talk about, you know, when a client approaches for cover, what are the first steps or processes or questions that a broker needs to start with before proceeding with?
Okay, so the very first thing that the more questions you have for the client, the better way in which to determine the level of cover the client actually needs.
Okay.
And also whether the client is going to be adequately insured after the engagement. So the few things would obviously determine the risk. You've got to ask risk-related questions. What type of business is the client in?
Okay.
Where is the client based? What are the activities of that particular business? If it's an individual, we want to know the location of the house. We want to know the location of the store. It's important to just understand what is it that the client actually does in order for you to determine the level of risk that the client exposes the company to. Yeah.
Sure.
So the more you know about the client, the better. You know, you ask questions that some will think are unnecessary, but everything we ask is actually very necessary for the protection of both the client and the underwriter.
Sure.
And remember, we play an intermediary role. Yeah.
I'm guessing it also helps you in giving the customer the best service or the best cover.
Correct. So you are able to also, you know, suggest or advise and guide what type of product, what type of service the client would therefore need to cover that particular risk in totality.
Sure. And what are the services that Sasriya offers, and how do they come into play with recent areas that have been identified by the Alliance report, infrastructure, environmental changes, as well as cyber risks?
Mm-hmm. So Sasriya is a very unique insurance company. It's a non-life insurance company, and they provide cover for damages caused by special risks such as malicious acts, riots, strike, terrorism, and public disorder. You would remember the July unrest. You know, that's when we actually started seeing the impact, the positive impact that Sasriya has on clients that have taken up insurance policies.
Yeah.
You know, there has to be a base policy first before Sasriya can actually be included in that. So they cover against things that you have no control over. You know, the looting, the July unrest, the floods that happened in Durban, all of those things carry very high volumes of funds that would need to replace them. I mean, you're looking at, you know, manufacturing companies and all of that. It's big, big money. The client has one claim, and it will take almost forever for them to recover. You know, so the base policies that we have from both personal and business, particularly during such, you know, issues where there's an unrest in the country or there's a strike, there's riots, these are not things that a person causes, you know.
Yeah.
These are things that are caused and affected by other external factors like political stuff. So it's important, therefore, when a person has an insurance policy, that they ensure that they are covered for even that which the insurer of the base policy does not include. So it's important they understand when they see Sasriya on their policies.
Mm.
I know it's priced low, and that's why most of the time, you know, our clients will not even bother asking.
Yeah.
But it's our duty as advisors to bring it to the understanding of the client why that exists and when does it actually kick in.
Mm, absolutely. And what do consumers, as well as business owners, need to consider when choosing insurance? And how can they ensure that, you know, the cover that that they are covered, rather, for Sasriya's perils such as, you know, strikes, the riots and civil unrest that you mentioned?
Mm. So it's important that when an advisor or an intermediary, a broker, engages the client, that they inform them of the importance of every section of each policy. Okay. And the only way we are going to know what sort of sections we need to include in a client's policy is when the client actually answers all our questions and discloses as much as possible. Then we are able to suggest if you are in a certain industry, you know, these are common factors that affect this type of businesses from an insurance point of view. Mm. So it's important that you cover for it. And then we give the different sections that are important for that particular person. Sandria is an automatic inclusion. We cannot survive without it. We've seen the impact it carried throughout. We've seen the amount of money that they had to pay in claims, you know, during the July unrest and all the other national disasters that happened in the country. So there's quite a lot of value and benefit that comes with SASRIA. So what clients would need to make sure they do, when they receive their policies, they need to scroll and check that the SASRIA section is also included. Mm. And if it is not, it is their duty, therefore, to go back to who sold them the policy to say, we need, I want to see SASRIA, why am I not covered for SASRIA? It is supposed to be included automatically. So the client, if they don't want it, yeah, that's another story.
But it's supposed to be included automatically.
In. Yeah, so that's where the education comes in, you know, because it needs a base policy. Where there's a base policy on short-term insurance, there'll definitely be surgery.
Sure, and I'm guessing that all the misunderstandings that happen is because of a lack of communication, and it makes it that much more important for, you know, the brokers, the risk insurers, and the end consumer to be communicating. Exactly. So how can then risk insurers as well as brokers make communication easier between the two, from company information and new services, etc.?
So, you know, I think our industry is highly regulated. One of the things that we are bound by the law to always do is to disclose, is to give a disclaimer. We need to always disclose who our underwriters are. Mm. And also in that process, underwriters that are not doing business directly with the clients have got to also disclose there is what we call an intermediary. And that intermediary therefore comes in and is the one responsible for the relationship between client and insurer.
Yeah.
So the more the intermediary knows about the product of the insurer, the better it is they're going to service the client and give correct and accurate advice to the client. So I would say what SASRIA has started doing now is very important. Educating a broker who is always in the middle of your relationship with the client is very critical. And the roadshows that have happened, you know, the training that has been provided to brokers is amazing, because it's information sharing, but it's also empowering the broker to be able to share and guide their client accurately in what it is that they need to have on their policies. So it's an exciting journey. Mm. I look forward to more engagement with SASRIA, so that you know, we are able therefore to take the communication back to the people, back to the markets that they have clients in, but they cannot interact directly with the clients. So I commend them for this. They've been far removed from the broker market, and I think this comes in very handy for us to be able to service and care for our clients.
Sure, absolutely. And I look forward to more conversations with you as they come closer, of course, and then we get to learn a little bit more. I do appreciate your time, and thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a lovely day further. Okay.
That is the CEO and founder of Koala Financial Services talking to us about the mandate of SASRIA and why it is important for us to be able to communicate, not just with our brokers, but also with the risk insurers about new services, about company information, but ultimately even just about our policies and asking those questions. So do ensure that every time you get a policy document, you go through it. And if you don't see that SASRIA section in that document, then you have the right to ask why it's not there. Of course, she says, otherwise, if you don't want there, then that's a different story altogether. But thank you so much to her for this conversation and for chatting with us.
Hey,
what's wrong, Vusi?
Just my last trip.
What happened?
I picked him up next to a soul sign outside his house. When I offered to put his bag in a boot, he said no.
Yeah?
It wasn't that heavy. It only had what was left of his life in it.
Don't become collateral damage to riots, strikes or terrorism. One word can rewrite your story. Sasria, as the only company in South Africa that insures you against civil unrest, Sasria ensures that when things go bad, Sasria makes good. Go to sasria.co.za or contact your insurer or broker. Sasria is an authorized FSP. T's and C's apply.
Brought to you by Sasria. When things go bad, Sasria makes good.